today's hit verdict and all time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here. Yeah.
Masters from
I was gonna steal it again.
Let me start over with the muscles from Brussels.
Yeah, the muscles from Brussels. Yeah. Today we're gonna be touching on another very interesting topic. Yeah, still in the rock and roll. Yeah, we're still looking at the history of rock and roll. I know with myself, yeah, when I was looking at this thing, yeah, I felt like we can't put it on two plates.
Yeah, I think we need three.
It's too big for two plates. Yeah, because the whole rock and roll, yeah, there's even other stuff that I found, you know, like misconceptions and all the stuff. And yeah, it was actually interesting, you know, seeing R&B, all those things. Yeah, man, all I have to say is rock and roll is a very interesting genre. It's a very, very interesting genre, and it's, yeah, it's huge, it's huge, and there's a lot to speak about. I know Muscle from Brussels has stuff that he got that I'm curious to, you know, to to hear, like to listen to what he has to say. And yeah, even myself, there's stuff that I got as well that I'm gonna put on the table. But yeah, right here on What's the Topic, you know how we do it right here. Yeah, we give you the awesome stuff, the juicy stuff. And this one, if you have a complaint, yeah, do file a complaint against the Muscles from Brussels. I'm here to support you. That's why we are fearless together. Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing the Muscles from Brussels is famous for is taking hits. So
yeah, I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Ready.
He's ready for you. So make sure you do file a complaint against him. So yeah, I will definitely support you. Go on to the social media platforms and yeah, file a complaint against him. And also do let us know how you're doing. Yeah, because you can't just listen to us the topic and not tell us how you're doing. Yeah, we do definitely want to know how you're doing. And yeah, before we get into the whole topic, here is a track for you to enjoy by Voices of Heaven, and the title of the track is Victory. Yeah, you got the victory, so enjoy the track.
We're more than conquerors, for we are loved. Hey, come on, because we age. That we've always been around. Oh,
What's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle. Yeah, we back. I enjoyed that
back
track.
Again.
I don't know about you. Yeah. In fact, if you didn't enjoy that track, like I said, file a complaint against Muscles from Brussels. We'll be supporting you.
I thought
yeah,
that
one
there was
definitely
an interesting
enjoyed.
Track, man.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I was jamming to
touch
it.
Me.
Yeah. It was a very interesting one indeed. Yeah, now let's dive into the whole topic, man. What do you have for us? What do you have for the audience? I'm also curious to know, man.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's interesting how rock, like, shifted from the 40s to, like, the 60s. They had, like, a blues, country, gospel sound. But after the 70s, you know, it changed. You know, everything became loud, distorted.
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
yeah, no, that's true. That is very true. It did change and become, you know... Yeah, noisy in a way.
Yeah.
But it's a good noisy because you're still able to make sure that it's noisy, but it still sounds clean in a way, you know.
Yeah.
It's a controlled noise, you know, if I can put it that way. It's a controlled noise effect. But speaking about the whole, you know, blues and country feel, it's crazy because when I was looking at everything, I mean, like I said, you know, this is the first genre that actually influenced me as an artist to say, you know what, I like that element that they had back then, you know, I can actually, you know, like put that element in my stuff right there, you know, And yeah, like me, I love mixing sounds. So like, in fact, I love mixing genres. So like, you mix stuff. Yeah, you listen to my stuff. You're like thinking, hey, this sounds like hip hop, soul. You know, it's like it's different genres mixed. And looking at that whole blues and country feel, what was interesting is as I was looking back into the whole rock and roll history, one thing that I saw was how that blues, rhythm and blues and country feel came into existence. It was crazy because I was like, what? Okay, so this is where that thing came from. Obviously, we had your whole rock. Rock and roll, which was originally your piano and all the stuff. And the people who created it was your black people, you know. People who are, I mean, when you look at the race that's classified as the black race. So those are the people that created it. And while I was looking at this, one thing that most of them mentioned was when they did, so there were two sides of the whole situation of rock and roll. There was the one side where when you go into your southern parts of your America, you know, where your black people were, they didn't have anything to record a song. So anything to on how to make a song, they that didn't exist in their world. So they used to make songs while working. So that's how they actually made the that's how the whole rock and roll genre came out of that side. So through them working, they actually created the genre rock and roll, expressing their hardship, you know, grievances. And how to actually escape that whole feeling of the hardship and all the stuff. They did it through music. And then what they then went on to explain is that you had your white people who were privileged and they were wealthy and all the stuff, and they eventually started going to the southern parts, and now they're hearing these tunes, they're like, wow, this sounds nice. Then they started now, you know, recording and all the stuff. And then it went from now the black race who created rock and roll basically doing the most, because during that time they couldn't be popular. So the white people didn't want them to be popular because they came from, they were looked down on, if I can put it that way. So when they now took that whole genre to the cities, the people loved it. Like your other, you know, your wealthy people, your middle class whites, you know, your high, you know, top class whites, they loved it. They actually loved it because of how it sounded, you know. It was different. And then they now went on to explain that it went from them, I mean, your black race which were doing rock and roll, they explained that they were doing it to entertain. That's why they were doing it. They were doing it to entertain the people, make them feel good. That's literally why they were doing it. So if you are depressed, their aim is to entertain you and make you come out of that depression mode and actually have fun. So that was their motive. But now, back in the 60s, one thing that wasn't like, let me say, there was no focus on was the whole thing of expressing yourself. So they didn't want anyone to express or explain why you're doing things. That thing didn't exist. They didn't even want that to be like your main priority. So whatever you did, they don't want to know why you're doing it. If they have an assumption, what that assumption is in their head is the final say. So that's literally how things were back then. And the your black race that was doing the whole rock and roll, they were doing it to entertain people. But now it went, because the genre was so good, you know, people loved it. You had your they explained you had your white chicks that loved the song, and they were screaming at the black guys. And then now you had your white guys, which now goes back to what we spoke about last week. Now you had your white guys that now had a misconception saying, nah, man, these guys are here to take our girls, and on top of that, they want us to be under them. They wanna downgrade us to below them. So they wanna come on top of us, and they wanna rule over us. So that's the misconceptions that now the white guys were having, which One of the guys by the name of, he's a rock historian by the name of Michael Orch.
Yeah.
He went on to say that that was the misconception that was happening, you know, around your whole white community and all those stuff. They were like, ah, these guys, they're coming here so that we can be below them. Mm. And what he explained was the misconception was wrong. Mm. But when we had to look at the other side of it, it was actually accurate in a way of making the white guys come down to the black people's level to say that this is how we feel. Because there was no voice to explain how they feel, why they're doing that whole rock and roll genre. And the reason why it was called rock and roll is because the white people wanted to hide the fact that it was made by the blacks.
People, yeah.
That's why they put the title rock and roll, to hide that thing. Mm. But now what caught my attention was what then went on to happen, you know, with your whole blues, rhythm and blues and country. So during that time, the black people were the ones that created the genre, and they were the ones that were shining. So now what the white people were doing back then is, because the black population didn't have, you know, equipment to record, they were depending on the white people, you know, the white record labels, which were few, and they were like the ones that were busy distributing the music. So now they couldn't sell the black people's music and make cash out of it, because the artist was a black artist.
Yeah.
So now what they then started doing is they started re-recording the songs.
Imagine.
So here's a black artist. They create this song. Mm. Now the white people took that song. They re-recorded it. Mm. But now they put white artists so that they can make more cash than these other guys.
Yeah.
But now what went to happen was they re-recorded it, but it didn't sound the same. Because they re-recorded it, then they went on to now create a new genre, which was now your rhythm and blues and country feel. Because they couldn't remake the song how the original song was.
Yeah.
So your original song was rock and roll, classified, you know, under the black artist segment. But now when they re-recorded it, it had that rhythm and blues country feel. That's literally how rhythm and blues came into existence.
Yeah,
I was like, what? Yeah. Okay. Interesting stuff right there. So from them trying to re-record and make cash, more cash, compared to the black guys, they created a new genre.
I was
like, wow, that's actually cool right there.
You know, that like, it's amazing that I don't think like any other genre has so many sub-genres.
Yeah.
I mean, like rock has what, like 100 sub-genres.
There are crazy. You know, I'm like,
it's crazy, man.
I saw that. I was actually blown away by that.
Mm.
So I was blown away by that. And yeah, when you look at your whole rock and roll, yeah, there's like a whole lot of genres that are under there.
Yeah.
And one of the genres that, while I was doing, you looking at the whole rock and roll situation and the history, they pulled the genre R&B.
R&B?
Yeah.
Falls under rock.
You know, back in those days, your rhythm and,
oh,
your
rhythm,
your piano type of feel.
Your
R&B also came there.
Yeah,
now, R&B came out of that whole situation of, you know, the guys re-recording their songs and, you know, trying to make extra, like, more cash from re-recording their songs and putting white faces to the song.
Yeah.
You see, when you look at most of your songs that we know, with the white faces, if you actually go back, you'll see it was a re-recorded version of the original song, which was created by your black race and all those stuff. And R&B now came into the picture. Now, this is what blew my mind away. Do you know what's the definition of R&B?
I think it's rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and
blues. With the blues in there. Everything is blues.
Yeah. Now, when you go back to your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, R&B came out because they were re-recording their songs.
Oh.
And
okay.
The definition of R&B back then is real black. That's what it stands for. Like, it stands for real black.
Real black.
So, real black music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what R&B stood for. Back then, they were like, okay, these guys are taking our stuff. Okay, we're going to create R&B.
Yeah.
And the definition of R&B is going to be real black music.
You know, it's like amazing how, like, things used to be like segregated back then. I mean, like as you said, like real black, and then blues. Like before blues was changed to blues.
Yeah,
it was like titled what's this? Race music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine, so like they had to be specific like about everything, like this is for blacks, this is for whites. But with rock, man, ish. Unfortunately, everyone like loved rock.
That's why I'm like with the way rock used to sound, man. wouldn't even tell that was rock, man. I would think something else. In fact, if I had to listen to it, it makes sense now when you listen to you know back then the 60s music. When you're listening to it, you classify it as rhythm and blues. Because most of the artists that you look at, they come from your white dominant race. And if you go down the history of white dominant race, you see the origin of, obviously with them, the origin of rock is rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Because they were re-recording the black dominant artists, their songs. And from doing that, they ended up creating rhythm and blues. Because they couldn't recreate the original sounds and everything. So that it makes sense to see to say when you're listening to these things, you're listening to rhythm and blues and country music. Because for them, that's where it came from. But now if you had to go to the other side where your black dominance, you know, come from, that's where now you start to understand. You're like, oh, okay. So this is the origin of rock.
And this is amazing because rock started in America.
Yeah,
but it's amazing how the British like just took over, like Rolling Stones. The they took over.
Ooh,
yeah.
there was interesting to see because when I was looking at the whole the history is just that's something you can't put it in one place.
Yeah,
man.
It's too big, man.
Yo, they consider him as the father of rock. Chuck Berry.
Yeah,
Chuck Berry. I looked at one of his video, one of his song. You know, most of the song, it's just him playing, man.
Yeah.
It's just him playing.
Yeah.
And the rhythm is like so simple. And whenever he sings, it's like less words. I know the one that I was watching, all he's saying is roll over.
Yeah.
Roll over. I'm like, what? So that's the whole song. You play
because of the rhythm,
from the
man.
Beginning. And then the drummer's like adding some other nice sounding sounds.
Yeah.
And then there he is with the guitar.
Yeah.
And then the rest it's your piano, you know, your pianist right there adding on there.
Yeah.
And one thing they said is they consider him as the father of rock because he took rock and he took it to another level.
He took
it to another level with a simple melody, simple feel. For them, whichever club that you go to, if you consider yourself as a rock player, you should be able to play to any of Chuck Berry's songs because of how simple they are.
Yeah.
If you can't play to that song, you're not a rock player.
You know, I think I think one of the reasons why the British took over is like if you look at most American rock stars, they're very simple and boring, you know. Then the English came over, man, and they just brought this culture with them, like a way of dressing, how they did their hair.
Yeah.
They're wearing high heels, you know.
Yeah. And one thing they also mentioned was, you know, your Elvis, all those guys.
Yeah.
All those guys that, you know, took over.
Yeah.
All of them, they were all influenced by Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry actually influenced all of those guys.
Yeah.
That's literally what they mentioned. Like, if you look at their music and you look at who, for some of them, they had the privilege to be mentored by Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Others, they came after he was gone. So they had now, they were in a position where now they were listening to the guys that were mentored by Chuck Berry. Then they started doing the music. But even with that, you can't say that this new artist was influenced by Elvis. Yes, they were influenced by Elvis. But Elvis was influenced by Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
So you if you go back to the origins, you see, okay, the father of rock is actually Chuck Berry.
You know, like my dad, like, listens to Elvis.
Mm.
You know, for a while, I really thought that, like, Elvis was the one who started rock.
Yeah.
Then, I dove deep. I'm like, so it's actually black people. Hijack.
Yeah. And there was one of the guys... I forgot his name. He was a record label owner, so he actually had a record label that he owned, and he was distributing music and all the stuff. Mm. The guy got slated for allowing it was close to Elvis's generation.
Mm.
He was one of those wealthy guys who had so much power that he could go. He was one of the few that could actually put his stuff live on television.
Yeah.
So live on air, radio, television, you know. That's how much power he had. That's how much wealth he had.
Yeah.
And back in those days when there was still the tension, you know,
black people, white people,
you know, the whole rock situation. And these guys, they want to, you know, they wanted to have the face of whites and all that stuff. And yeah, you know, even thinking about it, it's crazy because I'm now thinking of what they did to Michael Jackson, you know, from black. man, it just clicked now. I'm like, what? Hey. Because Michael Jackson was black and then he died white.
You know, but like, I was watching Michael Jackson's, like, history.
Mm.
You know, they said, like, he had, what's this, vitiligo, where, like, your skin just, your skin's pigment is no longer there.
Yeah,
so it decided to bleach. I'm like, why didn't you bleach black, bruh? Because
that's what they
that's
say.
That's an excuse, man.
When you look at the media, obviously the media is going to throw a story.
Yeah.
But if you actually had to, dive inside, you know, like, if, for example, you take rock.
Yeah.
You thought that Elvis was the one that created it. Then you decided, okay, let's go inside. And then you found out, no, man.
Yeah.
Elvis... Yeah. Was influenced by these Arab people. The origins is the black guys. Eh?
Yeah.
You see. So it's that same thing, you know, with Michael. Obviously, they're going to throw a story in front there. And then if you had to sit down and dive into the whole matter and look at the whole story and analyze and see when, what happened, what was involved, you're actually going to see that, no, man. What they actually saying here is junk.
Mm.
It's junk because all of them knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
they knew exactly what they were doing. And I mean, you look at, for example, Michael Jackson, the time when he started becoming popular, it was still during a time where that whole race thing was a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
It was still during that time.
Yeah,
and blacks and whites, you know, that whole thing.
Mm.
And if you look at what's happening with rock, they wanted a white face to be attached to it.
Mm.
For me, it makes sense what they did to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Because I know back then, there was that misconception to say that they wanted Michael Jackson to be known as a white person.
Yeah.
That's why they changed him from black to color to white.
Okay.
That's the misconception that was, when you are still alive, that's the misconception that was still, you know, roaming around and all those stuff. And then, yeah, you know, obviously the few that are like, nah, that's not the case. Ah, this, that, medical, what.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Now you look at the guy, man. How many black people do you know that have a problem like that and then they end up dying white?
No.
In your whole... Unless you are born an albino. Yeah. Have you ever seen a black person born black?
No way.
Next thing, medical condition.
Nah.
You become colored. And then you go from colored to white. Nah.
Yeah, especially, this was the time of MTV, and Michael Jackson was like the best artist back then. There's no choice. Like, MTV back then was like white dominant, you know. Used to be white people back then.
Exactly.
Now they had no choice, they had to like play Michael Jackson. So as you said, they decided to change his image to white man. Yeah.
So there's that thing that's all obviously attached to that. But yeah, like with rock itself, you know, there's always that tension. But I love what Michael Orch said, you know. Michael Orch said that that whole thing of, you know, race, black and white and all those stuff, you know, trying to change the guys that created the genre, you know, from black to white, that whole thing is garbage. That's what he said. When you look at everything, the way it happened, what he loved was the fact that the white people loved the genre.
Yeah.
And it forced them. In fact, for some of them, they intentionally saw it. Others, they didn't intentionally see it.
Mm.
But it forced them to now come down to the black people's level and know how they feel.
Yeah.
That's literally what that the whole rock and roll did. It brought them down to the black people's level, and now they were attached to the black people's emotions, and they knew now, okay, this is how the black people feel. This is what's happening with them. This is what's happening in their lives. This is what's happening in their heads, you know.
Yeah,
that's literally what it did.
Yeah, because like what you're saying is, whenever people like listen to music, they're trying to label like, this is for black, this is for white, this is for Asians. Like whenever I listen to music, I sometimes find myself like listening to music, like of a different language, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even understand the language, but because the music's nice, that's how music is supposed to be.
Yeah, and that's also what happened when you look at your Chuck Berry and all that stuff. The time when, because also during the time when they were, you know, introducing this old rock and roll, pop also was doing the most. And then there was a whole transition that happened because it went from, as they mentioned, they were like, pop, your pop artists, they are making millions. Then you look at rock and roll, they haven't even hit a million.
Yeah.
That's literally what was happening. And then there was a transition that they did. There was a transition that they did, your whole Chuck Berry and all those stuff. There was a hit song that they made, and then that whole thing went from having one side of, you know, your whole piano and all those stuff, to adding other elements, you know, drums and all those stuff. That whole thing, when they added other extra instruments, that's when now people, you know, started loving it, and it was now up there, you know, and then it ended up, you know, knocking pop off the charts, and now number one was rock and roll. You see, that's literally what happened, and there was that whole shift that had to take place. And that shift took place when people are now looking at everything and they're like, you know what, let's put race aside, and you know, it's all about entertaining. It's all about entertaining, you know, your black people, they were like, you know what, never mind the hardship and all the stuff, let's just do it because we love it and we want to entertain.
Yeah, you know, like what you said about rock, you know, it's rock is similar to hip hop, you know, like these two genres, like and Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look at animals, for example, maybe if two different species mate and then they create a hybrid.
Yeah.
So it has a higher chance of survival.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what happened to rock. Different genres came together. That's why I enjoyed like so long.
Yeah.
Like hip hop, man.
Yeah. It's interesting to see all of those things, man. It's really interesting. Like, man.
Me,
I'm actually enjoying, you know, looking at the whole history.
It's interesting.
Rock. Even after, I still wanna go and watch some of those videos. Yo, this is what's happening here.
An endless videos of rock, man.
This is what happened in the 70s, the 80s, you know. Like I literally wanna go from, you know, your 80s now coming to now. Now I want to see how everything evolved, obviously knowing the roots of how rock came into being. I think sometimes it's nice when you know how something came into existence and then you look at how it evolved and everything that took place and all those stuff, and then you see, oh, okay, so this is where this went wrong. Like, we can still change that. You know, stuff like that.
Just like hip hop. If you look at hip hop back in the 90s, people used to wear like baggy pants.
I know, but now
it's shifting, you know, it's getting skinnier.
You know, like on a personal level, I know the one day I was sitting with my sister and then I was looking at the old, you know, photos, you know, your family photos and all that stuff. Then you see your dad. It's like, you called my sister, like, hey, because we're looking at some of the, you know, the olden days hip hop, you know, where they used to rap about, you know, struggle and all the stuff, and like, man, you know, the music, man, it was actually clean, it was proper stuff, there was no swearing, they were just speaking about what they're going through, and then when you look at their attire, I'm like, this person's wearing baggy pants. I mean, now, when you look at them now, they call them boobs.
Boobs.
Like, hey, come see, this person is wearing boobs, and they are rocking it.
Yeah.
And then, I looked at one of my dad's pictures, I was like, hey, do you know Dad used to wear these things? I was like, it was cool to see. I'm like, sure, okay. When you look at him now, he wears like your modern fashion.
Like modern clothes, man. Like,
but
yeah.
Now it's interesting to see that he used to wear like those guys back then. Eh?
Yeah.
Like me, I don't know how those guys used to wear. I wasn't there. Used to wear stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like to see, you know, that fashion back then, and now you see the difference. Mm. It's like, wow, this is how much that has changed, you know, from that period of time. Same thing with rock and roll.
Exactly.
Like, you look at what has changed from when it started up to now. Mm. Like, whoa. But one thing that I do know is stuff that used to exist back then. Mm. Nothing is new.
Yeah.
If you had to look at it, nothing is new. It's like a cycle that happens, you know.
Mm.
The origins, you know, come in now. Maybe, let's say, your 40s, the origins come in. Then your 50s, there's something different. 60s, something different.
Mm.
70s, something different. But that thing actually existed. You go to your 80s, goes back to your 40s. Someone else revived what was back then.
Yeah.
And then evolves. Then somewhere in the future, someone else revives back the origins.
Mm.
And for them there, it's like it's new.
Yeah.
But if you had to go back in time, it's actually not new. It existed back then.
You know, one thing I love about rock and roll is everything is genuine. Like, there's a drummer, there's a guy playing guitar.
Yeah.
There's, unlike modern music, like pop music, where everything is digitized, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One guy can just like create the entire song. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Even with myself, I tend to love acoustic versions.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, let me put it this way, live versions of like your tracks, you know, a live track, but the live version of it where there's either a crowd and then, you know, your acoustic
lively,
sounds
man.
And
all
this stuff.
Yeah.
I tend to love tracks that are like that more than your digital ones. I mean, your digital ones, they're brilliant. Quality is awesome.
Mm.
But I think with myself, what I love about digital sounds is your bass, you know, how you can play around with the bass.
Mm.
But if I actually had to choose, I'll choose your acoustic sounds, your live versions, tracks and all this stuff. Because, like, energy is different, sounds, they sound different, plus you hear crowds and, you know, for me it sounds nice,
it just sounds nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, I know even with myself, I tend to want to achieve that, you know, on a digital version where it still sounds like an acoustic version.
Yeah.
When you listen to it, you won't be able to tell that this is a digital version.
Mm.
It was made using a PC, you'll think, nah, they recorded the drums.
Yeah.
Nah, they recorded the piano. Nah, this was recorded, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I tend to love those things. But, yeah, man, I feel like,
we've been talking and talking and we haven't even, like, scratched the surface.
Yo, there's still a lot, man. We can definitely do another part. But, yeah, here is a track called Tunnel Vision by Sela and Forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Boom. Got my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision how I move all day like Judah. Got my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision how I move all day like Judah. Keep my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision how I move all day like Judah. Keep my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision how I move all day like Judah. Got no homies running never how I move. Like only rap God. No red or blue. People always doubt. This is nothing new. Turn off vision now. That's how to shake a move. Bada bing for the bada boom. Hello waiting for the drama too. Meet crash gotta read blue. Too nice for the left juke. Yeah, moving like a soldier. Got my weapon by my side. Keep it handy as I'm older. They can't take this from me. Drop me for the closure. Make way for my king. Yeah, I'm just a bulldozer. No exposure. Got the father butt, no Pacino. Good fellas never real. Mijo, born sinner, that's a price to be a free though. I wanna serve for the king, my steelo. LA for the yacht, keep it blue. All I'm energy on the moon. Belly Mookie got the fire lit. Tunnel vision better run the drum. My bad ring. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision how I move all day like Judah.
Got my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision. How I move all day like Jeter. Keep my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision. How I move all day like Jeter. Keep my procedure. Don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision. How I move all day like Jeter. Slightly braggadocious when I press the mic. That's just how I rep the king in my life. Wanna be on cloud nine, wanna take flight. When I have no hesitation, reaching new heights. Ooh, I've been in my ocean, baptism flow. Dressed symbolic of the way I keep the ghost. The Holy Spirit is alive, you call me crazy though. Boy, I'm so awake, can't keep my eyes closed. Ooh, no, I'm never sleeping, but no, not tweaking. I'm just a big boy, learn to navigate the deep end. Don't commit no treason, ain't like Judas leaking. Don't praise the Lord for fool like counting cards and cheating. Ooh, got my procedure, don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision, how I move all day like Cheetah. Got my procedure, don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision, how I move all day like Cheetah. Keep my procedure, don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision, how I move all day like Cheetah. Keep my procedure, don't need no visa. Keep tunnel vision, how I move all day like Cheetah.
Yo, what's up, y'all? I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, there was more chill. It had the chill vibes.
It was chosen by the Fearless Eagle, so if you have any complaint, you know who to blame.
Yeah, I see Muscle from Brussels this time. I was like, hey, let me go for it. Shoot the short part. Pull it. Yeah, if you have a problem with that, do file a complaint against me. I'm fearless, so yeah, make sure you can fly. Otherwise, you won't catch me because I'll be flying high. In the sky.
Fearless eagle will be the fearless pigeon when they start complaining.
Yeah, you'll find yourself with the pigeons, except us, we are there where the eagles are. So, yeah, we don't know you guys. So, yeah, we've been talking a lot. I know we've been talking a lot because the history of rock is very interesting. And when you look at the stuff that is in there, yeah, it's really, really interesting as well. Because there's some stuff that I didn't know that I found out. I was like, okay, that is very interesting right there. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I have to love you and leave you with Muscles from Brussels, the Muscles from Brussels. What are your last words?
My last words?
Yeah,
rock is interesting.
Rock is interesting indeed. I agree with that, we're on the same page. For myself, all I have to say is next week, I'm going to take a look at another year, you know. Yeah, how this thing is still evolving.
Part
like I said, we don't, you can't put everything on one plate.
Yeah.
Even two plates. Yeah, two plates are still small. Yeah. Maybe three plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see in the part three how, how far we get. From ourselves, we're going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon. If it's good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Yeah, maybe you should listen to some of the 60s or 40s rock instrumentals before you go and sleep. And then you'll get what we're talking about.
About.
It sounds really awesome. I'm going to do that after this.
You know, like rock, you have to experience it yourself.
Yeah,
it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to love you and leave you. Peace out. Enjoy this last track. It's a track called Truth Be Told. If you don't like the song, file a complaint against Muscle from Brussels. He didn't see that one coming.
I'm ready. I was ready, man.
Yeah. He was ready. So, he's ready for your complaint. Yeah, enjoy the track.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Jesse, I'm a cook. I put in work on a minimum wage. I seen your drip, it's a minimum wage. I'm repping my city, my digits LA. Won't get the line, but I'm calling the play. I hear Fugazi, that's never been me. I keep a G247 a week. Holla at me if you really got problems. Pray on my phone, but won't put up the dollars. Haven't you heard all that talk ringing cheap? I'm a new animal, still the same beast. Run through the street, cause I'm about to unleash. There should be roses all under my feet. Ain't talking brick when I say that I trap. 20 did vandals and bust out the back. Wanted to fit in, we all wanted that. Know you in league when you're watching your back. Lately my heart been so Canada. Don't need your hand up like Bannister. I may just turn up like Bannon. Eli's just flying, no landing. Order my steps, it ain't random. Got everything I demanded. A shooter gon' air out in traffic. If that's for the birds, then I imagine. I can't relate to your raps. I tell the truth and I got what you need. I can get right back on track. I got the dream, I can't die in these streets. I just be talking the facts. If it's a problem, then leave it to me. I said I got where I'm at. Working and praying, I have to believe.
Yeah. I'm probably the realest to do it. Don't tell me how you play the game. Cause when you had a chance, you blew it. All of them pills were so hard to swallow, but we improvising, just chew it. Basically make no excuses, whatever it take, you just gotta go do it. Hey, I see how they playing them sweet. I won't let them do that to me. I'ma keep pushing, I put that on Zine. I want the smoke just to let off some steam. They wanna stop me like setting the screen. Man, pick a side, you can't sit in between. I had to answer this call at a team. I made a change when God intervened. Yeah, you make a match, but I swear ain't no challenger. Yeah, fulfilling the prophecy, hammer and nails. I wanna roll with the whistles and bells. They wanna kill me and put me in jail. You just an amateur, you keep on talking, so you just a rambler. They want a shot at the throne like the Lannister. Hey.
I can't relate to your raps. I said the truth and I got what you need. I did get right back on track. I got the dream, I can't die in these streets. I just be talking the facts. If it's a problem, then leave it to me. That's how I got where I'm at. Working and praying, I have to believe.